Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. This morning, folks, we're going to be talking about dark money. Mike Costantino is sitting across from me as usual. He's here in his physical presence. I can tell that. Dark money. How do you have a democracy if you have, as an individual, a single vote, a few bucks to give a candidate, and a corporation or a billionaire has millions of dollars for propaganda, millions that can be poured secretly into political campaigns while hiding behind front groups, enough to turn black into white, up into down? We're going to take up a case study today. We're calling it a case study. I don't know if it exactly is. We're going to focus on one congressional election, one congressman, Paul Gosar.
Our guy, our representative here, Mike.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about what happened. Paul Gosar voted to end Medicare as we know it for people under 55 and to replace it with a cheapy voucher plan. It went over like a dead balloon. People hated it. A lead balloon. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Dead lead, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And people hated it, and Republicans hated it, and independents hated it, and so forth and so on. So the problem Gosar has is he's done something that's tremendously unpopular. How do you undo that? How do you turn black into white?
Well, you do it with money,
down.
Stephen.
You do it with money.
And lots of money and front groups. Now, this is a complicated, multi-layered thing, and certainly the radio and it may not be the best way to get to the bottom of it, but we're going to give it a try. We're going to talk about, in fact, we're going to get to the front names of some of these places like American Action Network, the 60 Plus Association, American Crossroads, great names. In fact, I want to collect them. We're going to have, if anybody out there is listening, please send us some of the front names for groups where some of this dark money is the theme of our show today. We're talking about that money which flows to candidates, which is not disclosed. Most Americans believe that there's some sort of disclosure law. There is not. We came close to getting one back. Well, and in July, but not one single Republican voted for the Disclose Act, and it didn't get to the floor of the Senate. This was a remedy for the other law, which Stephen is going to mention right now. The Citizens United decision
was a split decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, 5-4. Conservatives voting for it, the liberals or moderates voting against it. And what it did was say that corporations have the same rights as individuals when it comes to free speech, and then it equated free speech with spending money. And what it does is allow corporations to take unlimited amounts of money directly out of their profits and give it to political candidates. Now, if you're a private corporation, like some of the folks who have given money to Paul Gosar, you don't have to disclose much publicly. But right. If you're a public corporation, you have to disclose what you've done, except if you have a front group. So what dark money is, and we distinguish dark money and what they call black money. Black money is I go to my congressman, I give him a stack of cash, for example. He can secretly pass it out to his workers and so forth and so on. There's no tracing of it at all. Dark money, we can see it being spent. We can see the ads on TV. We can see the postcards. We can see the flyers. We can see the money being spent. And there's a name attached to whoever is spending the money, like the 60 Plus Association. What we can't find out is who is giving the 60 Plus Association and similar groups the money.
There you go.
That's
right.
In other words, the origin of the money is dark. And that's why it's called dark money. And the Citizens United decision allowed it to flow in a much easier and direct way into political campaigns.
And this is how you turn black into white.
That's how you turn black into white.
I'm looking at the cards that Paul Gosar has sent out to the people in this district, talking about thanking him for saving Medicare. And this is black and white. We don't hear the term lie too often in politics. I don't know why. We're going to change that right now. If it's a lie, we're going to call it a lie and at least a half truth.
So let's look at some of these groups. And we can't take on the whole issue of dark money. There are hundreds of millions of dollars probably going into the next campaign of dark money, hidden corporate contributions. In 2010, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which actually sort of washes corporate money so you can't see who's giving it, put in, what, $36 million itself.
Oh, and I want to point another innocuous name, a name that a lot of people are warm to. Chambers of Commerce are, you know, we think of as our neighbors and our people who are working to do good things in our community. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
We're members.
But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is not that.
Yeah, it's a different thing. So let's take one group, the 60 Plus Association. It sounds like a group of seniors. It bills itself as a kind of anti-AARP. I don't know what they've got against the real seniors organization, but they don't like it. And it was founded by Republican and conservative political operatives, and it was funded by the pharmaceutical industry. We almost have no idea who's funding it now, 60 plus now. But it was set up long enough ago, and the law was different that we have a general idea of where their money used to come from. And they've left a sort of bizarre track record of different political positions, which, if you scan back for them, point directly to the pharmaceutical industry. Like many of the positions are to maintain high drug prices that they've taken. Now, why would a seniors group want to have high drug prices? Why would the seniors group want Medicare to pay full retail price for drugs? There's no reason for it. They're not representing seniors. They're representing pharmaceutical interests. So the money and its origins are in shadow.
60 Plus gave $7 million in 2010.
If you live in northern Arizona, you've probably seen their postcards, their printouts. Representative Gosar, we should thank him for protecting Medicare. But as we said earlier, Gosar voted to end Medicare for folks under 55 and replace Medicare with some cheapy voucher system. The vouchers shift the cost of Medicare to seniors receiving it. Even Republicans hated the idea, as we mentioned earlier. And we're supposed to call Paul Gosar and thank him for doing this. It's black into white, white into black, up into down.
One of these front groups are the Grover Norquist organization, the National Taxpayers Association, and that has been around a long time. But it started with donations from the Philip Morris and tobacco industry money. And as far as I'm concerned, the Grover Norquist organization encourages and has caused people like Paul Gosar to completely abrogate their responsibility to the taxpayer by signing taxpayer pledges, making their allegiance stronger to the National Taxpayers Association, not only through donations, but through the fact that they won't consider a tax raise as a way of ever balancing a budget.
This is the group that sent out the latest postcard and has been putting ads in all the newspapers.
We've got several of them laying around here.
But let's do this one, Mike.
And yeah.
Because this is the last one from the National Taxpayers Union. And it says a couple of interesting things. You know, Paul Gosar is fighting for Arizona seniors. President Obama's plan to impose a tax of 23% on Medicare drug benefits for low-income beneficiaries. It's basically a complete lie. And what they're talking about, let's see, here's more of it. On top of that, more than $1 million in tax hikes from the health care law. Now, the Congressional Budget Office says that it will actually save money. And the Congressional Budget Office isn't perfect, but has to juggle between both Republicans and Democrats, and it has to have its facts that are defensible.
That's a very slick guy. I think maybe this is a Paul Gosar jobs program because it gives senior models lots of work. The smiling seniors on the one side that are happy with GoStar's thing, and the other side is a frowning senior, a very sad looking senior thinking about Obama's entitlement reform.
Okay. Plan. So the postcard says the White House proposed a new rebate scheme that will only end up taking money from seniors' pockets and putting the money directly into government's coffers. You don't usually use the term coffers unless you really don't like somebody. What's it all about? Well, there is a bill that's been introduced into the House of Representatives, and it's called H.R. 2190, the Medicare Savings Act, which will save $120 billion by reducing Part D drug costs and premiums for seniors. So why would you oppose that? It's going to cut drug companies' profits. It's really a very small bill that saves a lot of money. Medicare, if you guys remember, is forbidden to negotiate drug prices with the big pharmaceutical companies. The VA, for example, is allowed to do it. It costs taxpayers millions and millions of extra bucks. Under the Act, drug companies will have to provide a rebate, that is a discount, for seniors covered by both Medicare and its sister program for low-income folks, Medicaid. Before, Medicaid got a discount. It's like Walmart. It buys medicines in such volume that it gets a discount. It makes sense that it would get a discount. But the law was changed, I think it was in 2006, and in 2006, Medicaid took over all the payments. Medicare took over all the payments that Medicaid was paying for drugs. And Medicare pays full dollar for those drugs. So all this bill would do, and the reason it would save so much money, is it takes the group of people, not all Medicare people, not all Medicaid people, but the people who are on both programs, and says if they're on Medicaid, then they should get the drugs at a discount.
This is known as the Waxman Law.
Yes.
And it doesn't impose price controls. I mean, that's, you know, just to make that clear.
No, and it will cut the cost of drugs for everybody. Now, before 2006, the pharmaceutical companies were making money hands over what?
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, ever, whatever. And the fact that they had to give a discount to Medicaid and save us taxpayers a whole lot of money didn't cause the industry to crash. It's not going to crash again. They're not going to. How can they? They're not going to be able to raise prices.
So this is one example of dark money. Is what we're getting at here. And we're talking about secret funds flowing into political races. And next time we're probably going to talk. We want to talk a little bit about the shadow RNC. And believe me, folks, this is once again one of the differences between the groups. Are there groups that fund the other side? You bet. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, is a campaign group that collects money and distributes it to those Democrats who are running for Congress.
But they have to disclose.
Yes.
For example, groups like Emily's List that supports women running for office, they have to disclose who their contributors are.
But according to Politico, the shadow RNC, Republican National Committee, and the American Crossroads, American Crossroads GPS, established or they've qualified heavily involved by in its establishment was Karl Rove, George Bush's chief political advisor, and Ed Gillespie are both heavily involved in the creation of American Crossroads and American Crossroads GPS and the American Action Network.
Well, folks, that's about all we have time for today. We're going to continue discussing money and politics. We're deeply concerned that it's really distorting American democracy. And the thing is that it's getting worse, not better. And dark money is just one aspect of that.
Yeah, we've gotten through this without mentioning George Orwell, but it is Orwellian. The money can turn black into white.
So next week we'll continue talking about this issue and hopefully bring some light where there's now dark money. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.